morning and welcome to Scarborough. Welcome to our Good Friday service. It's beautiful to see so many people with the same heart and the same faith together in the same place. So we welcome you from Agincourt Core in East Toronto, from the Korean Core, Christ Abundant Grace Ministers, welcome. And maybe some of you come from other cores, welcome this morning. Today we are having a tenebrae service, and let me explain a little bit of this just in case you're not familiar with it. The tenebrae is a Latin word for shadows, or a meaning for shadows. And what we're going to do today is we are going to dramatize what happened over 2,000 years ago, the Passion Week. So as the meeting progresses, we will extinguish the candles one at a time, symbolizing the death, the pain and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the meeting, there won't be any benediction. We just simply live in silence. The idea is that we won't linger after the meeting, and we will return on Sunday to your churches and those from Scarborough here to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And the idea is that you will go home today and with your family and alone reflect into what really happens and what really the cross means for all of us as Christians. During the service, we will ask you to stand and sit down. We understand some of you perhaps are not able to stay standing for a long time, and that is okay. If you can't, you skip in your place. And if while we're singing, you need to sit down, please do it. By any means, don't feel that you have to stay standing. Having said that, let me invite you to stand. We're going to read the call to worship. I will be one, you will be all. I invite you now to come and celebrate the presence of our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whoever you are, however you came, whatever you are thinking or feeling, God welcomes you with his love, loving care.
We are ready to celebrate our Lord's Passion.
We're going to sing together in Christ alone with the help of the band. How many verses do we have?
I have four. How many do you have?
We have four. We go. Can we sing all four together? Yes. And again, if you need to sit down while we sing, and feel free to.
Thank you. morning. Please join me in our next responsive reading, Invocation for the Scripture for the Service of Light. God be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, you gave the Son. Amen. O gracious light, pure brightness of the eternal Creator in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come this morning and our eyes behold your light, we sing your praises, Holy God, one in Trinity. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Christ of God, O giver of life, O to be glorified through all the world. Amen.
Thank you. As we prepare for the lighting of our candles this morning, I'm going to invite you to stand with me as we offer our worship and our praise and recognize Christ as the light of the world. Join in a prayer of confession and assurance. We pause to make confession of our sins, joining the psalmist in his prayer. Have mercy on me, O God. Blot out my transgressions. Cleanse me from my sin. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Amen. And we'll just take a moment for silence prayers of confession. Let us continue. We are your disciples, and we too follow you with confusion and fear. Strengthen us, we pray, so that we may walk through life into death without fear, through the night into eternal light. Amen. You may be seated.
We're going to be singing together the first verse of the song, The Servant King, with the help of the band. And do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Jesus we remember today is the Savior of the world. In Christ we are forgiven, and through him God abides even in us. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. 1 John chapter 4.
The second verse of The Servant King beckons us to join with him on his journey. There in the garden of tears, my heavy load he chose to bear. His heart with sorrow was torn, yet not my will, but yours, he said. I'd like the ladies in the congregation this morning to sing that while the men meditate on those words. The divine drama that changed the world. We are reminded of the opening act where Jesus and his disciples celebrated the Passover Seder in that upper room. only to have Jesus change the tenor and the tone by pointing to his own suffering and a different kind of freedom. After Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and surrendered to the will of God, he is betrayed by his disciple Judas, brought home to the home of the high priest Caiaphas. He's denied 3 times by Peter, his beloved Peter. Taken to the courts then of the Pilate, the Roman governor, where he was beaten and tortured. And then nailed on a cross of shame, at a place of the skull. Holy Week is also known as Passion Week. We hear the retelling of the story that leads to the ultimate demonstration of God's passion and love for humanity in the person of Jesus Christ. The passion of Jesus is defined by his love, his sacrificial love. When passion and love work hand in hand, watch out. God moves mightily in the moment and everything changes. The world is transformed. Hallelujah. The importance of reading and remembering the passion story cannot be underestimated. Be challenged this morning. Don't let the familiarity of the story keep you from experiencing its power in your life. Don't let your passion be distinguished. Enter in as the events presented in the following readings seek to engage our attention, yes, but remind us of the events that are integral to God's passionate salvation story. And a story that means freedom and life for each one of us. The third verse of the Servant King beckons us to enter in. It says, come see his hands and his feet, the scars that speak of sacrifice. Don't miss the words of the songs we're singing or the message of the word that we're listening to. Don't miss any of it. I'm going to ask the men to sing verse 3 and the women to meditate on those words.
When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Then Judas, the one who will betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi."
Then Jesus told them, "This very night you will all fall away on my account, for it is written, 'But after I have risen, I will go ahead of,'" whoops, hang on, I'm reading the wrong verse, hang on. Peter replied, even if all fail away from account of me, I will never. I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. But Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same.
Then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray that you will not give in to temptation." He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but lost, and pour contempt in all my pride. We're going to sing verse 1 and the chorus, please. We'll watch the band.
Thank you. I invite you to stand if you're able for this reading from Mark 14, 32 to 41. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners."
After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. I have revealed you to those whom you have gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word."
Then Jesus said, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
Let us continue with verse 2 and the chorus. "See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingle down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?"
Thank you. Please remain standing for the reading of God's word. The Gospel according to John chapter 18 verses 1 to 5. I am reading from the New King James Version. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them.
Scripture reading from the book of Mark, chapter 15, verses 16 to 20. Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing down the knee, they worshiped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him.
Please join with me as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Thank you. We'll now sing the third verse.
John chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you." Amen.
Only the Christ candle remains lit at this time to remind us that there is hope, that this was not the end, but in fact was the beginning of our salvation. Let's stand as we say our ascending prayer, and then we go and reflect and come back on Easter Sunday. God of love, truly we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, who offered himself in humble service to his disciples, even on the night he was betrayed. Truly, you shine in our hearts when we show love to others in Christ-like acts of service and fellowship. All together, we leave this place to reflect the glory of Christ, our source of hope in life, our teacher and Lord.